Is it dangerous? Is it frustrating to possess this kind of ability?
You know, you ask a good question there when you said, is it dangerous? And I tell you what, I think that it can be if you're not protected from picking up stray energies and maybe from otherworldly beings or whatever. You're just overly sensitive. I mean, you know, like I said, I try to help people be aware of their intuition by giving them tools to help them do that, because I do think, like I said, you're just enhancing something that's natural, right? But, you know, you can pick up stuff that you don't belong in. I can tell you, you know, if you've got time briefly, I'll tell you a little thing that happened to me.
Briefly? We have 3 hours,
okay,
Angela.
Then I'll stretch that. Don't worry, honey. I got lots of stories I can tell you, but anyway.
Oh, that's right. I never worry.
Anyway, and I got a feeling you got a lot of stories you can tell me, too. So anyway, I'll tell you what happened. I was sitting in my house minding my own business, as I frequently do, and all of a sudden, I started getting just the awfulest fear. That, I mean, I've never really felt anything like it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I was just horrified. It was shaking, you know, but it was more than I was getting impressions. I felt like, you know, they're going to kill me. I mean, I was actually saying, they're going to kill me, they're going to kill me. Now, you know, I can't believe anybody's going to be mad enough at me to kill me, but that's how it felt. It felt me, and I even felt two people. And I'm thinking, you know, what are they going to do? And it was just this awful, awful sensation. It was so intense, I finally called somebody just to, you know, talk to somebody. And I said, you know, I told her everything I was feeling, and she wrote it down in her diary. Well, it turns out that a neighbor of mine, a man that lived like right catty-corner to my house, was abducted that night from his home.
Oh,
he was taken somewhere, kept alive all night, but he was, in fact, murdered. And two men were arrested for that. And I feel like I'm just, you know, here picking up. You know, I wasn't friends with that man or anything like that, but I picked up that energy. And my friend actually wrote it down in her diary the day I called, so we looked back, and sure enough, that was exactly, you know, when it happened.
Do you help police departments at all?
I have. I sure have. Actually, I'm working with somebody right now in a neighboring county to try to find a missing man, which I'm really getting frustrated with. We know where he is. We just can't find him. And it's like, I went out there. She actually came and got me. We went out there. We know he's up burning woods. And I actually saw his spirit, and I could see through it. Okay?
So he's dead?
Oh, yeah. Went up there, and it's like he's pointing where he is, right? And I get up there, and we can't find him. And it's where everybody has agreed that he is. So, you know, and I got so many things right that we feel that what I'm getting is pretty accurate, right? So we go up there, and we can't find him. Then I got a really strong impression of him in mind, and he's not wanting to be found. It's like I think that this man is not really accepting that he's not here, and he's trying to go home.
Yeah.
Now, where he is, there's no such thing as time, so it's like all right now. But it was a very strong impression, again, that, you know, he doesn't want to be found. He does and he doesn't. You know, he does. He wants to go home. And that was that. But oddly enough, his wife had called the police right after that. She didn't even know I was up there, and I didn't know a thing about it, saying that she had had a vivid dream that he was with her in a room, and he would not believe he was dead. And she was showing him newspaper clippings and this and that, and he just didn't want to hear it. But I thought that was interesting that she would have that dream right after that happened.
Do you remote view at all, or do you believe that you're just all psychically inclined?
No, I think remote viewing is a part of it. I don't really, you know, say it's like this or that. I think that is part of it, and often I do that. I don't really label it as such, but that would be, you know, yeah.
Well, you know, throughout the night, I'd like you to give some, some exercises or some advice to people on how they can tune themselves up, how they can become a little more sensitive to their psychic abilities. I also call it your intuitive abilities, you know, your ability to perceive things, because I think if you have a good intuition, it can help you out on your day-to-day life, can it?
Oh, yeah, that's the whole point. You know, and like if you're going to be a detective, speaking of law enforcement, you know, you know a detective has got a good gut feeling. Or a reporter, you know, which story should they chase? You know, everybody can use this, you know, which would be the quickest or safest way home? You know, and how many times, too, have you ever said, oh, man, I'm so glad I didn't listen to my little voice in my head? You know, it's never like that. It's always, I should have listened to myself, you know. And I think we just have to learn how to pay attention. And it's hard. You know, we get so busy in our mind and whatnot, it's hard.